ingratitude or exploitation? Lagos, let's talk on the step down. We're looking at the quarrel between Omega Power Ministries and the family of late Deborah Samuel. Now, on the step down, we take our foot off the gas and we look at more personal matters. And today we're talking about a story from the Foundation for Investigative Journalism. I'm sure you remember Deborah Samuel. She is the student who was murdered in Sokoto, allegedly by a mob, including her schoolmates. They accused her of blasphemy. And after her death, her father said that he was going to remove the rest of his children from school. That's where OPM came in. Apostle Chibuzo Chinyere said he would do whatever it took to keep those youths in school. He offered to relocate the family to Port Harcourt, give them a house, give the parents jobs, and give the children scholarships abroad. Fast forward to this year, the Foundation for Investigative Journalism did a follow-up story. The parents claimed that Apostle Chinyere had abandoned them. They claimed that he only paid their rent for 1 year. And after that 1 year, the landlord started hooking them. They claimed that he opened a restaurant for the mother, but because she cannot cook the food that Rivers people like, the business was not doing well. The father says the pastor gave him a car, but the car wasn't brand new, and now he's spending a lot maintaining the car. He wishes he never got the car. The sons rejected the scholarships from OPM because they were for schools in Benin Republic, not Europe or America. So FIJ reported all of this and accused Apostle Chinyere of using the family for clout and abandoning them. But now Apostle Chinyere has replied, and he says that he actually gave the family a small estate with 15 apartments. But at the time they arrived in Port Harcourt, there weren't any tenants for the other 14 flats. So because he didn't want the family to be all alone there, he rented another place for them for 1 year only. He says the plan was always to bring them back to that estate when the rent expired. He says the estate is theirs and they're the ones that will collect rent from the tenants. The family says yes, he told them about that, but they say that it was the church lawyer that collected the first rent and only gave them a small piece. As for the scholarships, the pastor says he only ever said overseas. He didn't specify the country. He says Benin Republic is overseas and he cannot afford scholarships to America. Now, I'm sure you've seen this story on social media. You've been following it. I've been following it. And I've been observing how split Nigerians are on this story. Some say that the family is being ungrateful for the actual help that they have actually received. Others say that the pastor tried to use the family to shine and the pastor overpromised and underdelivered. Others say nobody is really to blame here. They feel the pastor had good intentions, but he didn't fully take into account everything that needed to be done to relocate a family properly. And as for the family, it's not wrong for them to complain if something is pinching them. These are the sentiments I've heard online. What do you think? Which of these opinions do you agree with? Is this ingratitude is it exploitation or is it something in between? 0700-993-993-993 0145-71-90 0700-993-993-993 0145-71-90. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening. This is Market Woman.
Market Woman, welcome. Talk to me.
You see this matter? I don't know as I want to react. Because I don't just know. But if somebody have helped you a little in this kind of country where we did so, appreciate it. From there, things begin to change. But if you now begin to complain to the whole world, I don't really know, Sha, because Sandra, me, I don't see person will help me one day. I did tell you, I struggle on my own, obviously, I don't get parents. See, if the school day for Benin Republic,
right?
They go manage now, or they say, okay, put me for the one way day Nigeria. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Why will you not reject it? I don't really understand this matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. This is Wale on the line.
Wale, talk to me.
I just think this is gross ingratitude from my perspective.
You think it's ingratitude?
Yes.
Okay.
Ingratitude.
Okay.
I mean, the pastor has been... Well, maybe he didn't deliver on his promise, but I think it's been fair enough to at least make them as comfortable as he can.
Okay.
Right? So the least they can do is to be at least grateful for the things he's done already.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I can't imagine setting up someone paying their house rent, you know, setting up their business, giving them a car in this Nigeria and in this economy. And then the person is coming back to say, oh, I didn't leave us my promise and all that.
Really sad. Wale says. All right, Wale, thank you very much for calling. 99.3?
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Nah, Mama Felicia from New Jersey.
Talk to me, Mama Felicia.
They are ungrateful human beings.
Okay.
And it's not good to pay that pastor in that way.
Okay.
One, the mother is a woman and is a Nigerian.
Okay.
I don't know how long it will take her to know how to cook the food they will like in the River State. She should have put in too much effort. And the father also, the same thing. He want the pastor to go and buy a new brand car and give to him. So they just want to sit put. And for the children, too. Benin Republic is overseas. And things are changing. Things are hard. The pastor has other people to attend to. He has other responsibilities. Do they want him to kill himself? He want to drag a willing horse to death. It's not good. They have to try on themselves, too. They thought everything would come easily to them like that. They are unfair.
All right. Thank you, Mama Felicia, for calling. 99.3.
Sandra.
Sir. Good evening. What's your name? Oh, that's unfortunate. Your line is not clear. You're going to have to give us a call back. Samson from Ikorodu says they are ungrateful. They should go and apologize to the pastor and the church. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call me back if you can. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, this is dear Elijah.
Elijah, talk to me.
Okay. Can I contribute to the earlier discussion?
Oh, we've moved on from that, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. That is what I wanted to
talk about. Okay.
Talk about.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. 99.3.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I think the problem is with the family.
The family?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're obviously unproductive people. You see the father running down the car. You see the wife running down the supermarket.
A restaurant business.
Restaurant, yeah.
Yeah.
And you see the children getting school offer.
Right.
I think they have bad like that. This is, there's more to this story. I think that they have people who are sabotaging or are giving them wrong counsel. Because they would have actually stayed there and nobody would have come to the airport. They would have been at the mercy of the community.
Right.
Probably even the college, you know.
Right.
But on the other side, on the flip side of it, I would pray the brothers of the pastor to please give them the house he promised, because what he promised was the house.
Right.
For the sake of clarity. It doesn't mean necessary to give them. How would you give them 15 apartments? I mean, it's not necessary, actually. I would ask them to please just give them one of the apartments for free so that they are not obliged to pay house rentals, and then leave them to the car and the restaurant. And if the children don't want to go to the neighborhood, I mean, the neighborhood is good. Schools there are wonderful. I mean, I think that on productivity just runs in that country.
All right, 99.3, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I want to say, I think it's a case of being entitled.
Okay.
It's really unfair, I think.
Okay.
Because if the pastor has done this much, it's not easy in this economy we find ourselves in.
Okay.
I mean, giving you, even if it's a used car, it's something you can use to generate an income.
Mm.
Giving you, setting up a restaurant, you don't know how to cook the food, but you can learn. Or worst case scenario, get someone to teach you or cook for you and you share the profit.
Mm.
You have an accommodation for 1 year.
Mm.
If you do not just sit down, maybe use the car to do Uber or Bolt or something, you generate some funds.
Mm.
Also, the children, I have lectured in the Republic of Benin, and I think it's a great place too. So I think they are actually being entitled. Sorry, my name is Ololade.
Ololade, thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, Benin Republic universities are not going on strike. And you actually have Nigerian parents who are, you know, sending their children to school in Benin and Togo and Ghana because, you know, there are really good schools in those in these countries, you know. But I think Nigerians are like Americans, you know. We know we like to feel like we're the best thing after sliced bread. And we don't really have a lot to back up that arrogance with, you know. That's why you hear a country like Benin Republic and like, Benin, you know, or Togo, like, Togo, or like Ghana, small Ghana here. Meanwhile, these countries are doing really impressive things and are far ahead in a lot of interesting ways. Now, of course, that's not to say that those who believe that the pastor overpromised and underdelivered are wrong, because you have those who say that the pastor promised them a brand new car and promised them that they will never worry about rent ever again, so that it would be right for them, for the tenants, the family, to complain that after 1 year landlord is hooking them for rent. The car that he got was not a brand new car, it was an accidented car that was breaking down quite a lot, so any money that the father of the family was making using the car, he was sinking back into the car to try and repair the car, you know. And then, of course, I honestly don't have an argument for those, you know, who talk about the mother of the family with the restaurant business that she was giving to cook, and she says, "Oh, I don't know how to cook the food that Rivers people will enjoy." But anyways, you heard all the sides. What do you think is happening here? Ingratitude, exploitation, or something in the middle? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call me back if you can. Good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
Welcome. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Talk to me, Adeshewa.
Hey, if I see somebody that will pay for my rent now. If you see what my landlady is using my eye to see now. It's just as if I owe her 10 months rent. See, to me, when this news broke out the last time, a caller called in and said, what they've given to this family were too much.
Okay.
People almost had ahead of. They almost cut ahead of. See, is this not what is really playing out? And what really racked my brain out of all these things is this, what do they call it? The woman in restaurant, thank you.
Yes,
she can cook river soup. What of your wagonia bread? Can't you just cook something else? Is it must it be river soup that you must? Somebody gave you a platter of gold. something on a platter of gold and you're saying, and you can, so it has to fold up. This one has to do this. Yes. Benin is overseal. Sandra. Benin is overseal.
Okay.
So to me, it's ingratitude. To me.
Ingratitude, Adeshawa says. Thank you, Adeshawa, for calling. 99.3.
Sandra.
Sir.
Good evening, sorry.
Good evening, welcome. Talk
I called
me.
Early, I don't know what happened, you cut me off.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's network.
Okay.
You have Engineer Christian Ogozelua calling from Ejibo.
Welcome, talk to me.
Sandra, I just tune in now, and I heard you talking about the Deborah's family and their encounter with the pastor of OPM. I think this is the most ungrateful state of human being I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
This thing happened in Sokoto State, and these people are from Plateau State.
Okay.
What did Sambuwal, governor of Sokoto State, did to alleviate their suffering when Deborah was killed? What did Lalong, the governor of Plateau State, did, or even the entire town in the northern region, did to help them out of this mess they are in? Somebody just brought them in. Even if you gave him a Tekumbo moto, there are so many motorists here in Lagos here who are driving Tekumbo cars and doing well with it. They open a hotel for your wife because she couldn't keep it. Is it only river people that live in River State? There are not enough in River State. You cook their kind of food because you now want the man to send your children to America or to London for education. Because somebody in the north, your own brother, killed your daughter. You now want to push every of your responsibility to the man who wanted to help you. If I am Pastor Chibozo, I will send them back to Sokoto. Let them go and face their nemesis here. I am very angry and bitter. Okay. Enjoy your day. God bless you, man.
Bless you as well. Alhaji Adewale Atondo says, those people are ungrateful. The pastor has helped them. They should help themselves. Haba, with the situation of the country now, anyways, I blame and will always swear for those people that killed Deborah. All right, Alhaji Adewale Atondo, thanks for your message. Chibweze from Maltu says, I believe what the pastor offered to that family is enough to start a new life. A business for the woman, a car for the man, school for the children, a roof over their head. Haba, haba. What else do they want? They should go and apologize to that pastor. All right. Folu from Ikorodu says, both parents and their children are all a bunch of ingrates. Lazy ones always come up with flimsy excuses. Okay. This message here is from Tony Tonero. Tony says that that family are ingrates. The pastor does not have a hand in the death of their daughter. They should have worked to improve on the help the pastor had ordered for them, which is the best that the pastor had to offer at the moment. If they think the pastor hasn't done enough, they should go back and continue their usual life before the pastor offered to help them. Or better still, they should seek judgment from the school authorities where their daughter was murdered by going to court. All right. Trisha in Ikorodu says, I really do think that there's more to this story. Something is just not right about the Deborah family. Adegoke from Lekki says, see Sandra, some people are just ungrateful. Are they not even lucky that someone used their hard-earned money to support them and they still feel the best thing to pay him back is with evil? How many people have been helped in this life? Now we see a pastor helping people and some people are accusing him of helping. If he doesn't help now, people will be the first to attack him. We have billionaires and wealthy politicians who have never helped anyone in their lives. All right. Emmanuel Odom from Aja says, I believe the family is ungrateful. In the presence of the economic situation, someone decided to help you, buy you a car, rented a space for you. This year alone, he has collected rent fee of 840,000 naira from the estate, according to him. It's just ingratitude. All right. Ola Ajayi from Imota says, giving education in a registered place is not bad, which will empower you. Everybody hustles in Nigeria. Maybe living for long in Sokoto has made them so entitled. Inasmuch as we pity their condition, the pastor and the church tried. Ola Milekon from Barua says, obviously this is a lazy family, from father to mother to children. Very ungrateful people. Was the pastor in the cause of their problem? What stupid sense of entitlement. If I were the pastor, I'll withdraw everything I did for them, let them go back to their status quo. I'd vex. These kind people will deprive others of being helped. Olamilekan from Barua. This is ingratitude of the highest order. Patrick Onyanta from Ikotuegbe says that pastor should help relocate them back to Sokoto if that is what they want. Olushola from Ikorodu says, I think the pastor is using everyone he has helped to pull crowd. How come everybody he has helped is crying foul play after some time? Remember the happy boys as well. Olushola, thank you for your message. Mrs. Obiesie says, no matter what happened, these people are not appreciative at all. Even if the pastor did only one thing, they should not complain at all. Kani Sifanyi says, Sandra, for the fact that the pastor took them out from that environment at that moment to reduce their sorrow, I think it's worth every bit of gratitude. All these comments coming from the family is a sign that they are not even missing their slain daughter. I don't know that we can say that, but okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is AGK.
AGK, talk to me.
Okay. You know, when the story about Deborah came up and Pastor Chibuzo, you know, volunteered and I think he ventured into trying to help them, something came up my mind, okay. Just that I wasn't confident enough to say it because I think I've been listening to that man or following him for some time.
Right.
And what came up my mind is we need to investigate and hear people that he has helped. If anybody will come, if there are people that will come and say, yeah, my life has transformed from this time to this time. Because he has really been showing up, helping a lot of people, taking prostitutes off the street, giving them house. The case of this Deborah, I remember very well. He said he's giving them a house. Yeah, they will never pay rent again.
Yes.
How come just 1 year, the landlord is chasing them out of the house? And for people saying that these people are not grateful, I work in a charity organization, non-governmental charity organization, and I've been in it for over 10 years.
Okay.
You know, there are sometimes when you come in to help somebody, every other person withdraw. Every other person withdraw and say they are already helping you. And sometimes people will now give that person that is helping you to keep on helping you, to keep on helping that person. So in this case, now, these people, something must have been tricking them. The house is tricking them. The car is not working. If they reach out for help anywhere in a new city, 1 year, 1 year in a city, how, where can the man drive in a year? Where can he? Where does he know to drive to? I'm not saying that a hardworking person can't find their way.
I understand what you're saying. Right, you're making great points.
They crowd. They have put crowd with them. They have used them to. You know, some other people reach out to him to help these people. And he promised to give them house, pay the house, just 1 year rent in a new city. In a new city. And who is the woman cooking for? Just imagine taking somebody from Magoko to Lekki Peswan to come and cook. Who can the person cook for? You will stay there 2 years, nobody will eat your food in Lekki Peswan except there is any construction building. And while they finish construction, the people eating your food will not eat again. We know we need to look into this thing. I mean, charity this thing, yeah, there are times to help people and they will be ungrateful. But in this case, you don't blame these people. You took them from Sokoto to Port Harcourt in 1 year and you just abandoned them. Look at the happy boys case. Instead, people are bringing out where these guys are drinking. You don't use people to pull crowds. I'm telling you, even in that Cyprus, you ask those happy boys, if they ask for help, maybe tell somebody, I'm hungry, give me 5 naira, or they want to do manna work. The person may tell them, you were the sponsor, you were the do everything for. And if we reduce the help they are getting, and this man has used them to do everything he wants to do, and abandon them, that's not how to help. In my little charity organization, I'm a detention, a little we do. I have seen people over the years, even as little as 200,000 naira, 100,000 naira, open for the opening popcorn this day for them. I've seen their lives transform. You see them coming back to say thank you. Pay house rent. You see the person after 2 years come to say thank you. Putting their children in public school, like where we do. Take them, put them in public school. We go to like a Makoko, put them in public school. We have seen people over 4 years coming back to tell us thank you. And I think this is what charity should be, not using somebody to pull crowd, show it on television. In a national television and everywhere in social media, and not abandon them and saying that they are grateful. That is not how to help.
Right.
He has given them this thing and leave them in Sokoto without publicizing it. These people's life will transform in Sokoto there. Not taking them out of their comfort zone, putting them in a new place, and abandon them after 1 year. why you told us that you gave him a house where they won't pay forever.
Mm.
And I'm sure some other people that are complaining
mm-hmm.
are using this to show, look, this is what is happening to us. This man is not doing anything.
Mm.
So these people just, like, they are scapegoats. So let's think about it.
Okay, all right.
They, it's not like they are ungrateful.
Yeah.
They help, but it's not genuine.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Interesting perspective there. Really interesting. And he does make really valid points. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Talk to me. What's your answer?
So let me say my own, eh? So I think, like Jimmy was saying this morning, the monsters we've created in Nigeria. Before people, in those days, you want to help. Even now, some people help. They don't carry video camera everywhere and start chasing clouds.
Mm.
If you want to help people, you need to first understand the problem. You need to call them and understand their situation and where you can help.
Mm.
If it is sponsoring just one son out of the whole family and leave them in Sokoto or wherever they are based and give them money to survive there, you take one of the child and put them in a Nigerian university. What is all this overseas? If they finish in Benin, will they get job in Benin?
Mm.
You know, so the people should stop chasing clouds, especially our clergymen.
Mm.
You want to help, Catholic Church helps without saying anything.
Mm.
Anglican Church helps, people are helping, but these days, Protestant Church, they come on television and social media to perform all kind of this thing. And tomorrow we start hearing, this is the same case as Happy Boys now.
Mm.
If you want to help here in Nigeria, take one of the sons of the man and train them from the university and leave the woman wherever they are and pay for their for whatever you want to pay for them. That environment, like the last caller said, the environment there will even support them. You can't bring somebody to Port Harcourt in 1 year and expect the person to perform wonders.
Right.
So, yeah, we appreciate what the pastor is doing, but he should learn. He should learn. They should stop using social media and chasing clouds up and down.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Interesting perspectives there. We've got messages on WhatsApp. This one says, I will pay 1 year rent for them again. They should apologize to the pastor, and I appeal to the pastor to keep his words. He has tried. Their children should accept the school offer of the pastor wholeheartedly. Send me their verified account. My dear, I can't. Oh, I have no connection with them whatsoever. Olarewaju Oludare from Mowe in Ogun State says, why everybody the pastor helped are crying foul play? Something is wrong. It's better not to vow than to not fulfill it. Okay. Chris in Accra says, time to beam searchlight on the charity system in Nigeria. Good, ugly, and bad. People's experiences will shock you. All right, Chris, we've got this one here. Sandra, I heard the last caller ask what the governors of Sokoto and Plateau states did to help the family. Very important question. Those two governors subtly distanced themselves from the jungle justice meted out to that girl because of the religious undertone of that situation. How sad and shameful. Admittedly, that pastor may have bitten more than he could chew, but he did much better than those two governors' lack of support and concern. Owode, that's Christy in Owode with that message there. All right. Thank you very much. We've got this one here. How will a person drive taxi in a new city? Ralph is asking me that question on WhatsApp. Okay. We've got this one here from Diron in Ikota. Diron says, the Deborah family are not grateful. However, Benin Republic is abroad, but not overseas. Okay. All right. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yop.
Yop, welcome. Talk to me.
About this Deborah matter.
Mm-hmm.
I will blame the pastor.
Okay.
Why?
Why?
Something happened in Sokoto.
Mm.
You brought them out of their comfort zone, taking them to a place they are not familiar with, and render your best to them. But they still don't appreciate. Somebody called earlier. He said they're from Plateau State. They're not from Plateau State.
Okay.
They're from, is it Niger State?
Okay.
And what happened to her? It was in Sokoto. The pastor gave his best, but it's just that they are ungrateful.
Okay.
I'm blaming him, actually.
Okay.
He should take them back.
Okay.
Everybody is complaining about him, about the happy boys, and one other actor like that, I think.
Right.
The man should just let them go and face his cross.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yup. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I've heard all the complaints.
Mm.
But what happens is that they did not understand the woman and the age of that woman to be a caterer. Cooking is one of the most difficult jobs too. And then maybe she may not even have not been practicing that before. All of a sudden, a crash program. She might not be able to absorb into her old body. Then they would have asked her, what would you like to trade? Is it finished products, like selling rice and beans in the market? Then they look for a shop for her in the busy place. Where, hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
They look for a shop for her in the busy place where she can interact with people there. So what is wrong in putting the children in the Port Harcourt or wherever, a primary school there or secondary school there? There's nothing wrong there. Must it be abroad? Even though it is abroad, at Temeru, how would they relate with people there? They will be isolated from their parents, and they will not like it.
Mm.
So at least they should interact with who they are familiar with. We don't know whether it's a boarding school. We don't know how the diet is. So you would have kept them where their parents will be looking at them himself. The pastor will be seeing them.
Okay.
So right now, if they are fed up with the environment, because they carry somebody who is old, they look advanced in age.
Mm.
They let them give them enough money, and they pay them another money to rent a place there, and leave them in their Niger State they say they come from.
Sokoto.
Anyway, let them interact with the woman. If he's happy, he will not have expressed all this one now.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, like I said when I was sharing this story, the pastor has spoken up and said that, they will now move from, the house where they're paying rent into one of the houses in the estates that he built. So rent should allegedly not be a problem anymore, according to the pastor. Jessica from Isolo says, this is the height of ingratitude and entitlement. Even if the pastor did not fulfill everything he promised, it is still not right to defame him like that. It is not easy to render help to people you owe absolutely nothing in this present day Nigeria. Jessica, thank you very much for your message. We've got, this message has been deleted, so I can't read it anymore. Elena from Ikeja says, my word to the pastor is, don't start what you cannot finish. Okay. CJ from Ikorodu says, I strongly disagree that this is a sense of entitlement or of ingratitude. All that the pastor promised them is on tape and on video. If the press never came to raise the awareness, the pastor wouldn't have remembered them. The family has been dying in silence, and the people close to the pastor did not assist in moving the pastor to help. Thanks to the press for being good investigative journalists. How should we expect an Hausa woman without any training in local dishes to start cooking southern food? All right, CJ, thank you for your message. I'll take one final call. Hi, how are you?
Sandra. Good evening, one more time.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
You have Engineer Christian calling back.
Please. Engineer Christian, now we've spoken. No. Let me talk to other people. Calm down. 99.3. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Baba G.
Baba G, you're my last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, I listened to the conversation, all the callers, and I think I read what the pastor said. I read that from the family now. We have problem with issue of charity giving out. Like what some people said, if you want...
Hello?
You put it on air so that everybody can see. I have issue with that.
Okay.
And there are some spiritual pastors, whatever. What they are doing, there is something other people don't understand. Because the way you said it, the pastor in question,
Oh, that's unfortunate, but thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on the show, Baba G. Let's see, I've got 1 minute. No, that's not enough time. We have to take this break. So let me just read messages from WhatsApp. If you can send your message in very quickly on WhatsApp, I'll read it on the show. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Yinka says, for me, it's not by force to help. If you cannot fulfill your promise, then let others step in. Maybe their state will be more conducive if the pastor had not stepped in. Wahid from Yaba says, I'm looking at this in a different light. First, what was their condition before they left Sokoto? Maybe their condition in Sokoto is better off. All right. Thank you very much for your message. I've got 1 minute left before an ad. This message from Patrick says, that pastor is a real one. You've been served complete diet food before you with spoon, and now you want them to spoon feed you. Okay. However, the people who have called and talked about being moved to a whole new city, have also raised some really valid points. But there's a lot to think about, and it's food for thought for you as far as this story is concerned. But it's all the time I have for this evening. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. to bring you the big three. Wednesday is tomorrow as well. So it's glass ceiling day. Tomorrow is also the day one for the round table. Oh, yes. All of our hosts across the nation will be live on Nigeria Info 99.3 discussing the biggest stories from January until now. Don't miss it. It starts tomorrow. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Those were your hard facts. Lagos, good night.